The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Stunt Granny Audio 250. It's Jeremy and Kevin on this non-monumental show. I was about to pull a dick move on Kevin and start talking when he was drinking his kale shake, but I decided, I'll wait till he's almost done. So, hello, Kevin.
Oh, I was kind of waiting for something like that to happen, so I actually hadn't drank very much.
Oh, as soon as you mentioned it and I saw you lean down to grab something, I was like, oh yeah, it's just totally childish, I understand, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no, I think the childish brain of the dog said, I smell something, it's on the floor.
So what do you put in your kale shake, or how do you make one? I bought some kale and I'm just been too lazy to look up recipes. So what are you supposed to do with it?
It's pretty easy, really. For this one, I use 2 bananas, half a cucumber, the leftover lettuce that we had from dinner, because we did chicken tacos, because I just did some crock pot chicken, today, and made some chicken broth in the meantime. Back to what was in it. I had about, I had a bunch of stuff that was kind of going bad, so I had about a quarter of a bin of blueberries and half a container of strawberries, because I used the other half in the other shake that I made. I used a cup and a half of juice.
So what, are you putting it in a blender or something?
Yeah, I got a Ninja this weekend.
Oh, is that the little thing with like the three blades?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I got one of those. Those things work pretty good.
Got it. Kohl's had an electronics sale, and on top of that, since I pulled out my Kohl's card, they gave an extra 15% off. Oh, nice. So
you got a regular price at Kohl's.
No, actually, it was cheaper than anywhere else I could get it, because I had already looked at Target, Macy's, JCPenney, and one other spot, and that was the cheapest place I could buy it.
Yeah. So you just put it all in there, blend it up, and then drink away?
Yep.
All right, you don't cook the kale or anything?
The only thing I – no.
Okay, so
the only
thing I
do is take the stock there in the middle.
Yeah.
I leave that out.
Oh.
Because it can be pretty fibrous.
Yeah.
Right. I think you can do it as long as your blender's good enough, but I still take it out.
All right. See, I just threw it in there, so stalk and all.
No.
I mean, is really having too much fiber bad for you, really? I mean, well, depending on how long your travels are, I suppose, but...
Yeah, no, I looked at it. It was basically, I kind of, like, hijacked their recipe that I saw online. It really wasn't anything, you know, overly complicated. Nah, so he didn't cook it, so I didn't.
Nice. Yeah. I saw one where you're supposed to, like, boil it or something. I'm like, doesn't that take all the nutrients out of it if you boil the thing? I mean, especially if you don't use the water on top of that. That doesn't make any sense. But
yeah, well, you would think that you would want to use the water, just because, again, like, there is a little bit of liquid. The recipe I saw used only half a cup of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like that it was still a little too chunky.
Maybe that's why I gotta do. I use orange juice.
So
maybe I need to put some water in there too.
Yeah, I just upped the juice content, so I'm like, whatever, it's all good.
Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be healthy, whatever. But there's something else I was going to bring up. Oh, did you see across the NHL wire, Roberto Luongo is back in Florida? The Canucks actually traded him?
Holy shit!
It just came across.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
No, I am watching EPL highlights currently, so I haven't really checked anything.
Yeah, well, I got the Blues Lightning on currently, so I've turned that on. But
see, and that's it. I almost switched to AT&T, but they still don't have the NHL network.
Nope.
So I don't care.
Yeah, screw them. No. Yeah, you should have them. That's ridiculous.
That's so. The only station that WoW doesn't have. And if AT&T doesn't have it too, then screw it. I just talk down WoW an extra $25 a month, so I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I'm trying to... Again, I don't have a choice in this matter right now. I would love to be able to do something different. Like, when I press the button on my remote, it would actually work the first time. That'd be great. Fucking Time Warner. Ugh. I just can't expose how bad this is, but...
Oh, yeah, no. I'm completely fine with never going back to Time Warner ever again.
Ah, crap. Wings of Linton jersey in the game. Actually, I took the lead. Yeah, well. But... Where do you want to begin with wrestling talk? Because it seemed like last night was pretty busy. There was a lot of letdown off of... I keep wanting to say circumstance, but that's not it. Speculation, misinformation, overwhelming fan retardedness, if that's a word. Retardation, I guess, would be a better word.
Normally I wait to put the picture in the post, but I just figured that something to do with hijacking had to be the picture.
And that reminds me.
For the audio this time. With all the talk of hijacking.
Yeah.
And, I guess catch me up really exactly, because I couldn't quite tell from our timeline on the @StuntGranny Twitter. Were you starting in on the or the people talking about the hijack? Like,
yeah,
the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I didn't start until after the whole Paul Heyman thing, because the crowd exploded. And then as you waited, it was like, uh-oh, please. I was hoping that they were going to send out, like, at first I wanted Bad News Bear to come out. That would have got, I mean, if you're going to have a guy that comes out just to break bad news and be a dick, wasn't that the perfect time for that? But whatever.
They don't seem to want to give him that high ranking of a spot at this point. Hence him also not saying anything at the pay-per-view after the Wyatts and Shield match.
Well, I think his gimmick kind of got killed when the scaffolding, or the, was it power lift, whatever they're called, decided to stop working. Which I thought he played that off, going back to the Elimination Chamber, I thought he played that off very well.
Yeah, no, I found it kind of funny.
Yeah, but... Yeah, and then there was the whole Austin and Jim Ross both agreed he should have been number 30 in the Royal Rumble. You know, if you were expecting, he could have come out saying, if you expected Daniel Bryan, I've got some bad news for you. Immediately, people would have hated him. I mean, you know, and they're right. I mean, with a guy like that, you wanted to use that, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know he's not going to win the Royal Rumble. But why not use it as a jerk off spot just to get someone over?
Yeah, it's too late now. But then when Paul Heyman came out, it was kind of fitting, and it was like, okay, that's who should be out there. So I mean, and the crowd was into it. I loved the fact Heyman got him to just exhaust themselves, basically.
Oh.
And then it was pretty much business as usual the rest of the way. I mean, outside of being mad at Stephanie and Triple H.
Yeah, I mean, there were more CM Punk chants than there have been in the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't think there's any hijacking to be had. You know, it was, they're a loud crowd. Chicago's a loud crowd. Whether they're playing that, the smaller arena there, because is that Allstate Arena?
I think so.
I can't remember, because they were at they were not at the Blackhawks Arena.
No.
Which I think fits like 18 or something, where they normally do the pay-per-views when they're in Chicago. Oh, it is the Rosemont Arena is where they're at. Allstate is the Blackhawks. But I mean, it was still a loud crowd, which is always fun to me.
Well, but it's expected as well.
And there's only so many times you can really do that. Like, at some point, like, even the most dunderheaded fan has got to go, he's not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if he didn't come out at the beginning, there are only other, really, a couple other spots that they would put him on.
Right.
You know, like, the beginning, the end segment, you know, if you really wanted to blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the 9 o'clock hour and the 10 o'clock hour. Like, really, those are the only spots. So, you know, he's not going to come out at the 10:15 spot.
No, it would have been great if he came out the 10:30 slot, where they always put the garbage or just, you know, your buffer stuff.
Yeah,
but no, and so basically on the Twitter feed, getting back to the original part of this. I didn't say anything until after I'm going through the timeline here, trying to make sure I got this right. Going through Paul Heyman defusing them, and then Brock Lesnar coming out, destroying Mark Henry, shut the crowd up. They got into that immediately, and that's when I tweeted, going, wow, this – no, it was a little bit after that. It was when they were it was sometime during the Usos match, and I said it to be a smartass, and I knew I knew the people who follow us and know the sense of humor, although it's usually Eric that runs it, I would figure that they would get it, but purposely baiting, I don't know what it was, what was the Twitter handle that started this?
Oh, I don't know, and I didn't pull it up at all.
I'll look it up real quick. But yeah, but I was I was purposely trying to bait them.
Gotcha.
To try and do something. And, you know, why I expected them to notice our tweet, I don't know. But it was really a fingers crossed sort of thing. So when other people started tweeting back, and especially when they were mad at me for saying that, that really made my day. Because, like, dude, I actually agree with you. Oh, God. No, it just an absolute failure of it's just an absolute failure. It was great.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I think there's only so much you can do. Like, is
well, did you see the manifesto or the
I don't know what they were supposed to do? Yeah, I know what they're supposed to do. Okay. But, I mean, I guess, do people feel like this has happened before? Like, that the crowd has ever been so influential that the WWE changed its mind? Like,
what do you mean change your mind? Because this wasn't WWE's decision for him not to be there. I guess I'm lost what you're trying to get to.
Okay. Well, the idea of the hijacking of the show, correct, was to get CM Punk on TV.
Actually, they have four objectives. Would you like to hear them real quick?
Oh, okay. You're actually going to pull them up.
Yeah, I got it up. I have the The goal, hijack Raw and change the road to WrestleMania 30. Objective, embarrass the brass tactics. Oh, no, embarrass the brass, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Turn your back to Batista, Orton, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon segments. Never happened. Not one person turned their back. Should these folks wrestle a match, let them know it's the same old shit. That didn't happen either. Objective, Daniel Bryan in the title match. Chant no, no, no. We do not want to see Triple H versus Bryan match. There were some people chanting no, no, no. I'll give them that one. We want to see Daniel Bryan in the title match. I guess you're supposed to chant title match. That didn't happen.
That seems like a lot to chant.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not done. And, as always, yes, 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 we are big Daniel Bryan fans. Number three objective, prove that Punk is a WrestleMania main event talent. Tactics, how long can Chicago hold a CM Punk chant while standing to start the show? Honestly, let's have fun with this. Not very long. How interested are you in the meaningless match with no stakes or story? Would you rather watch a CM Punk match? Yeah, us too. Okay.
How many people did this get to?
They have like 10,000 followers on this account. Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then one more. Elevate mid-cards. Tactics, we want Ziggler.
Oh, yeah.
And then let's go Wyatt's.
Why do you need that? There has been plenty of Wyatts.
A self-absorbed douche that thinks they were going to do anything. And it was great. Oh, wait, there was a consideration part I missed. Sorry about that. And Undertaker is immortal and will always deserve respect. Guess who wasn't out there, dumbasses? there's no Heisenberg without Jesse, so chant thank you, Jesse. That didn't happen.
Holy shit.
Well, I guess,
like, I saw it, and I read it, but, like, I dismissed it so easily.
Yeah.
That, like, it's, like, the first time hearing this. Like, you're packing a lot into 3 hours there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, wait, there was one more, though. And this was probably my favorite one. Yeah, Shields and Wyatts. Can't we all say this is awesome? When people were doing that anyways, asshole. That they did that at Elimination Chamber. That was going to happen anyways because you knew it was going to be a great match again.
I could really actually do without the this is awesome chance before anything has ever occurred.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to get to that a little bit later, but we can... Yeah.
Like, no, it isn't awesome yet. I don't care. Like, I've seen two people have had good matches have bad matches, you know? Like, it happens every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just don't have a good match. And there was always a possibility that they don't have a good match. Did they have a good match? Yes, they did.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, to say, like, cheer for the Wyatts or whatever else, I mean, that was happening anyways.
I think it was a point that you made that I kind of blew through to a little bit, was it's not the WWE's decision, like... They would probably be more than happy to have him... Well, I mean, they were planning for him to be on the card. What, you know?
Have CM Punk on the card, you mean?
Yeah. Like, they weren't going to leave him off of WrestleMania. Like, he was not in the dire straits that, like, the 20 guys that Eric listed.
Which,
not
by the
on
way,
our
Eric,
site.
I know he put it in quotes, but he said important. And then he included Kofi Kingston in there, and I think Los Matadores or something. I was like, you're really stretching the word important there, man. That's even with quotation marks or whatever, you're really stretching that one.
No, I think there was a stretch for some of them, but there was probably at least a solid 15 names in there.
Yeah.
But, what's he gonna say? Where the fuck were we?
We've been kind of all over with this thing because it's just ridiculous, so.
It is ridiculous. It's not the WWE's decision not to have Punk on there, right. I guess, is the reason why I was saying that they had planned to have him in WrestleMania, like.
In a high-profile match with Triple H.
Yeah, it's just like. You're kind of proven that you're blindly loyal. Not kind of. You're proven that you're blindly loyal. Like, he's the one fucking you over, really, at this point.
Yes.
You know, I guess that's one thing that. Oh, well, yeah, I mentioned that I knew it wasn't a work last week. And, you know, that's just got to be the other part at this point, is that he's just being a schmuck.
Well, okay. There's two ways of looking at that. He didn't like what was going on, and he left. It's not his obligation to come back. You know?
Yeah.
But also, it's not WWE's obligation to go and get him either. So, this douchey account and this entire idea that, you know, WWE owes us him. He walked out. WWE had a plan for him. He didn't like it. And of course, even that is all speculation, too. No one's talking about what happened.
So yeah, no.
That's also a huge, important piece of this. No one knows the actual story of what's going on. So.
Yep. Because I was going to say, even AJ Lee's tweet that was deleted about her getting the, him definitely leaving and it wasn't at work.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't fill you in on any information.
Mm-mm. No.
You know, it was just.
They just didn't want her talking about it.
Well, and she didn't give out, like, a reason why it had happened or anything. She was just confirming that it had happened. So, even on her end, like, she didn't leak anything for people to speculate on. Well, yeah, nothing to speculate on. You know, there's whatever, the couple of reports that have conflicting information about what the split's about. And that's it. Oh, you're muting yourself.
Well, that would make sense. All right. But yeah, no, what I've been saying was they just didn't want her to mention it, period. Not even like any details, nothing. Just don't say anything.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, and that's fine. Like, she obviously isn't really being punished for it because she's still stuck in the diva's hell that she's in as champion.
Yeah.
So,
But I mean, getting back, like, trying to get back to what I was saying before, though.
Oh, okay.
Was WWE and CM Punk, WWE never said he was going to be there. CM Punk never said he was going to be there.
Oh.
Dave Meltzer is the one that leaked this information saying that I've got a guy who's a 20-year something or other, and I don't remember the exact quote. But then Meltzer even followed it with, it's guaranteed, but I wouldn't say this is 100%. I wouldn't 100% guarantee this is going to happen. Everyone takes that, and Shahid, the new fifth voice of the site, pretty much laid it out that if he was coming back, he got what he wanted and all that. Well, at the time, it wasn't wrong, but apparently, no. There was no official statement from anybody saying this was going to happen, so it doesn't make any sense to why people are upset that he didn't show up. And really.
Oh. Yeah. And there are people that are upset about it now, too?
Yeah, there's a WWE? Letdown you didn't show up. Well, I'm not going to Superman going, there better be a Batman cameo. Why would there be? You know, it was, you know, and to be honest, to go with that example, when I went and saw Green Lantern first, I went to see a good movie. I got screwed.
Uh-huh.
I was expecting there to be, like, little Easter eggs all over the place. There wasn't one Easter egg in the entire movie of anything else.
Oh.
So I was let down because of that, but that was my fault. Because I'm the one that put that, you know, I presumed there would be. Or, you know, I was hoping that there would be. And then when there wasn't, right. I felt let down. Even though there was, why would there be? So, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, okay, the objectives of the hijack failed. There was one no chant that you thought worked out, and
yeah,
then
when they were doing, you could hear some of it during that Triple H, Stephanie Daniel Bryan segment. You could definitely hear it. I'm giving them that one.
Gotcha.
So, and you know, with the way, I mean, everything still seems so up in the air. I know they're really pushing towards Daniel Bryan and Triple H. But then the way the show ends, Randy Orton runs in, interferes. Daniel Bryan, he kicked Batista in the head, right?
Oh, well, my feed ended, so I actually am not completely sure.
Damn it, I don't remember the exact details. But basically, Randy Orton stuck his nose into that match. And then Triple H inserted himself, so it's like, well, wait a minute, where's this going? They can still go so many different directions with it that you would think, well, maybe they should have it solidified by now, but the more Triple H keeps begging out of, or like removing himself from Daniel Bryan, the more people are going to want to see Daniel Bryan get his hands on him finally.
I thought they did a good job of building it up, but it's still one of those things that I guess I'm still expecting Punk to be in that slot.
It doesn't seem like a natural fit, and
yeah, it just seems a little forced on his end.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Bryan's thing, he had a problem with the Authority, but then they had the Wyatts thing. I think if they would have ignored the whole Wyatts interaction, maybe this would make a little bit more sense, or be a little bit closer to, like, you know, the plan.
Okay. But, yeah. No. That makes a lot of sense. I hadn't thought about it in those terms because, yeah, no, the Wyatt's interlude was for quite a while, so it just does feel like he's kind of re-picking up momentum in some ways.
Right. And, you know, I thought it would have been kind of fun to see Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt, you know, bang it out for a while, but no, it didn't happen. But yeah, but it's definitely, actually, I don't forget how to say it. Oh, there's two factors in this. There's one, the people who read the internet stuff, who read, you know, whatever the sheets, whatever you want to call them. So there's people like us who get involved and go, all right, it was supposed to be CM Punk. But then there's the average audience who doesn't read dirt sheets, maybe casually will see what's going on.
Right.
Who have no idea that was supposed to be CM Punk's spot. So there's two different point of views on this. So we're like, you know, we're sitting here going, well, it just doesn't work very well. But then there could be some, like, 10-year-old kid who thinks this is the end-all, be-all, and his dad who doesn't care, or mom, for that matter, you know?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, in the sense that the match quality, like, Triple H versus CM Punk and Triple H versus Daniel Bryan, I think match quality-wise would be the same. You know, like, I guess I don't have a problem. Like, the build-up's going to be maybe a little funky, but whatever, it's not that big a deal to me.
Yeah. Well, I think with the CM Punk, and this goes back a few years, but remember, CM Punk was, you know, getting some steam behind him, and then Triple H beat him on a pay-per-view, and everyone lost their shit about it, about how Triple H just buried him and all this, and then Punk never got his win back. So it was very weird.
No.
This seemed like the opportunity. I don't remember what pay-per-view it was, but this seems like that would have been, you know, here's a much more significant win coming over, you know, is he the COO?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, what the hell's Kane then?
Director of Operations.
Oh, that's right. All right, sorry. It's the operations where it threw me off. You would have had a much more significant victory on a much bigger stage. Because I can't imagine that Punk, well, unless this is part of why he got upset, I can't imagine Punk was going to lose. You know, WrestleMania seems like the perfect time for the heel authorities to finally get their comeuppance, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I would have, if we find out that the supposed finish for sure was supposed to be Triple H going over on CM Punk, I can completely be cool with him being pissed.
Yes.
But, yeah. You know, there's no, again, like, we're not, well, I don't know if we're going to get that information. And if we do, it's not going to be anytime soon.
No.
Even if they end up playing nice at some point, we're not going to get that information.
No, and that's okay. And that's how it is, yeah. So.
Yeah, because I don't think Punk's dumb enough to burn that bridge.
If Austin's able to walk out and come back, if Hulk Hogan can testify against Vince McMahon for, what was that, a federal case?
Yeah.
You know, then get pissed at McMahon, go to WCW, try and bury and, you know,
do yeah, bury he can. Company.
Yeah. Then come back. And then leave again, and then come back, and now he's back again? Pretty sure CM Punk's going to be just fine if he ever decides he wants to, and when WWE decides that they want him back. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is one of those, like, subjects conversations, man, where it doesn't pay to be rational. Because, I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have that exuberance to be that blind to think that first your Twitter feed is going to do something? And then second, to come up with all of this stuff because you're that angry over something that, honestly, you have no control over. I mean, period.
Yeah, I mean, the only control you have over that situation is a fan base consistently cheering on certain persons.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a consistent effort. Like, I think that that's one of those things where, as much as I like Ziggler, he definitely hasn't gotten anything as consistent as, you know, someone like CM Punk or Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reasoning why he doesn't get pushed all the time, I would have to think.
Well, he was a dumbass and let Jack Swagger kick him in the head and get a concussion.
There was that part, too.
It's been all downhill from there. I mean, for him. It's,
yeah.
Well, plus, apparently, he rubs people the wrong way. So it's just like, whatever.
Because everyone else seems so friendly.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's the other part that cracks me up about that excuse. He rubs people the wrong way. Everyone kind of sounds like an asshole, so how are we separating this? The king of the assholes?
Yeah. Well, but then like I've been listening to a lot of the podcasts who have really like that sort of view has taken the place of dirt sheets for the most part for me. Like I'll still read the sites, but I just take them with a grain of salt. Because then you hear it like from the horse's mouth, basically, and get a feel for what the business was like or is like, whatever else. Well, Austin and Ross, I think Jericho was even saying something about it on his, and it was, he was saying, it's like, you need to make yourself known. You need to go to the old man, which is what they call Vince McMahon. You need to make yourself stand out. Well, then you hear someone like Ziggler who's doing all of that and then getting nowhere for it. So it's like, well, what's what? I mean, what do you want from people then? I mean, so, but I guess you just keep pushing. So,
yeah. I mean, again, to me, it still goes back to the I don't understand why he hasn't, you know, and well, whatever. You know, gotten as many chances as Del Rio. But anyway, that's way off the subject. I felt like that at least something in there connected.
Del Rio's Mexican, so there's a whole audience out there that if he would ever ignite, they could get behind. That's why. I mean, because Rey's done. Sin Cara is now, what, Hunico, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no.
Oh, my gosh, was that cartoon? They have a commercial for that cartoon.
The Scooby-Doo thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, honestly, yeah. That made me sad to be a Scooby-Doo fan.
When I saw Kane chokeslam Scooby and Shaggy, though, that's going to be worth watching. But I forgot about it, so you just mentioned it. But yeah, that it looks horrible. And the animation looks really bad. I mean, really bad.
Yeah, no. They paid for that animation at the dime store.
Yeah, it's not... I don't... Like, the original Scooby-Doo doesn't have great animation. It's all matte backgrounds, and only the characters move. But
yeah.
This thing... There's no detail to the back, from what we saw, at least, so...
Yeah, no, that looks just train wreck awful.
Yeah, but yeah, that's why I didn't even mention it, because I quickly just put it out of mind. So, but yeah, no, this whole hijack thing, the new thing, I saw a tweet from him saying something about, you know, we may not have accomplished our objective, but I'm confident in knowing that we made WWE give us a good card.
Huh. Okay, you clearly don't understand that it's WrestleMania season.
Yes.
And despite, I guess that's the other thing that's kind of weird. Nothing. Everything still does seem a little unsettled. Which is still very strange for a WrestleMania card 4 weeks out.
Yeah, well, but that's the other thing, is they have to get stuff going. So, you know, maybe they added a couple things just in case, because apparently WWE was aware of this hijacking thing. Well, if they're that big on social media, then yeah, someone in the office would know, and if they do their job correctly, they would bring it up to them. And then they just go, okay. And then, you know, you go, hey, Paul, just go do your magic and shut these idiots up. No problem, boss. All I have to do is sit in the ring, talk about it, and mention CM Punk's name once. And then go, you took him away, it's your fault. Brock Lesnar's going to do my job and take The Undertaker. I'm like, wait, what? And the whole crowd immediately just goes, oh, yeah, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, no, that Paul Heyman is just crushing it, and this was no exception.
Yeah,
no exception. That guy has been as good as for TV as anybody else in the past year.
Man, he earned a year's check just last night. I mean. That crowd seriously wanted to go crazy. He came out and people were like, oh, God. But then it also, I mean, obviously the history helps, because it could have been, well, wait a minute, maybe he's aligned himself with Paul Heyman again or something, you know, something like that, to, you know, get back at the machine.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, he let them yell themselves silly, and then just sat in the ring and talked.
I thought it was a great segue too. Because the other time he brings up Punk's name is, you know, The Undertaker, and then you can just segue right into your, you know, your current client. Yeah. Your best, did he call him best friend in the world?
Yeah, my best friend. Yes, that cracked me up. But yeah, and
oh.
But no, and then they bring out Brock. He talks a little bit. And then poor dumb Mark Henry. I actually retweeted somebody last night where it was just Ron Simmons just going like this. And it was like tell Mark Henry to stay away from Brock Lesnar or something like that.
Yeah, like that's one of those ones that I really feel like they need to give Mark Henry a little more offense in those situations. Like, I understand that you're using him to get Brock Lesnar over, but I don't know, why am I supposed to take him seriously against anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, he lost clean to Roman Reigns. He lost his big, you know, his big thing with John Cena, lost, and then got pushed in the shuffle.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, with him especially, he just re-signed. So he re-signs to be a jobber to all these guys? What a weird job. I mean, you're getting paid, so great.
Right.
Just how strange. You'd think you would have...
And just after getting the biggest push of your career.
Yeah, for those 4 weeks.
Now, what? He had a good year.
Well, he had a good year till he got hurt. And then when he came back and did the retirement thing, it was only a few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
A couple weeks, actually. Not even a full month.
Gotcha. So, I gotcha.
Yeah. But no, I just think it's a very strange career turn he's taken. And when they put him with Big E as a tag team, I was like, all right, because they're both black. Of course, they have to be a tag team. And then All of a sudden, Big E wins the title, and, all right. And then
they keep on teaming together for the most part because that title doesn't mean jack nor shit.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I don't know. His career took a weird turn, and...
Yeah, no, but yeah, it's just like, well, I mean, yeah, I guess I expected more, so when he destroyed him again, I was just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. There's nothing.
You know, I didn't expect him to beat Brock Lesnar down and put him through the table, but I guess I expected a little more fight than that, but... Yeah.
Well, when he punched Brock with the leap or whatever, which Brock ate that fist like a champ. But I was like, Brock doesn't wrestle on TV, which he shouldn't. He should always be a pay-per-view attraction. If you're going to be a part-timer, you don't give that away on TV. Now, like, Batista signed for 2 years, so he's not a part-timer, you know? So it's okay he's on.
Yeah, but they're still kind of limiting his in-ring action, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, that was barely even a match on Monday night. So, you know. But I am, you know, I kind of jumped to Batista on this one, I guess. But I'm very happy that heel Batista is back. Babyface Batista is the worst. You can tell it's just not him. He's not the kissing babies, you know, or shaking hands thing like John Cena is. And he looks awkward trying to like get people to cheer for him. So
yeah, well, I think that he kind of got the initial cheers just for the regular reason is that, you know, when you kind of go badass as a heel and you start kind of mowing through people, people end up cheering for you. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't really done that in a long time. In what, 4 years he was gone?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was 4 years either.
Yeah, I wouldn't have really hazarded a good guess on that, probably one way or the other. I probably would have gone way too high or like 2 years or something. But what the fuck point was I trying to make?
I don't know. You started. I think you started to get to it and then stopped and went somewhere else. We were talking about the Batista not being likable.
Yeah. No, I completely fucked myself on this one.
Yeah.
Because we did kind of tangent a little bit, and I can't come. Usually, I can come back to the point, but
this
I can't.
This whole show's been going off on tangents. Basically, we're gonna catch a lot of shit for this one. So,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You don't pay for it. Shut the fuck up. So,
yeah, no. I guess he does work better as a heel. I didn't ever really think about it in those terms. But, it was the badassery that got him turned. Well, you know, I guess he hasn't really shown anything yet. And he just kind of came back.
Yeah, and in the way, yeah, we talked about this last time. And it's the way he came back was silly. You know. Totally, hey, don't cheer for me sort of way. It's very, very silly on their part.
Yeah, so... whatever. Leave them heel. I mean, it's the best way that they're going to make their money. Like, the WWE doesn't care what he is. And they've realized, oh, fuck, the crowd isn't going to cheer him. We're just going to make him a heel. And it's going to make them just as much money because they have 2 years. If they only had the time to worry about, well, you were talking about promoting Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Well, the WWE clearly does not care what he is at the time that that movie comes out.
They're not seeing any coin off of that. What do they care? that's a straight Marvel movie. So,
you mean they didn't use WWE Productions?
No. I was going to say, actually, at first I was going to say, I wonder if they're going to get a credit, but he wasn't with WWE at the time, so that wouldn't make any sense.
Oh,
Just like if one of their wrestlers is in a movie, I think they have some sort of producer credit on there, just because they're on there. I'm trying to think of the movie.
Yeah, no, I'm quite sure that you're correct.
It's not coming to what movie it was. So,
yeah, no, I remember reading the same news about the same movie, and neither of us can think of it.
Oh well, yeah, whatever. So
yeah,
but yeah, no, they've made the right choice, but it's just an awkward position now because people don't really cheer Randy Orton either. It's not the venomous hate that he should be as being like the champion. But
yeah, and I mean, I think that still goes back to him being a little hamstrung at the beginning when he was the chosen one or the face of the WWE. And then they've kind of led him into this weird waters where it's just like, oh, sometimes we're going to save you, but other times we're going to pretend. Because the authority has kind of waffled with their stances too, which hasn't helped at all.
Not at all.
And it just kind of affected him. And I think that's why he still isn't getting completely booed out of the building. And he hasn't gotten that much mic time, and then he went on a losing streak in the ring. Like, there isn't much of a reason to get behind him. If he would have even pulled out, like, 50% of those wins leading into that match, I think that maybe helps him out some, but he doesn't seem like a threat, and... yeah, I don't know. It's just really weird. Like, the champ is in a really weird spot.
Yeah. This isn't, like, trying to be, like, smart marks, whatever. They're really going to have to figure out something with that match. It can't go on last now. You can't have two heels going on last at WrestleMania. unless they do my Hulk Hogan theory and he inserts Daniel Bryan into it. But
yeah, well, like you said, that ending definitely left the possibility that Daniel Bryan still takes on or gets included in that match.
Yeah, I don't know how now though. If they go with this Triple H thing, I'd be curious to see. I don't know if they do this because Triple H doesn't really wrestle on free television anymore as well. Not that I remember.
And again, he shouldn't.
Yeah. No, he should be another attraction. I just wonder if they really, you know, want to do an about face with this. Build it up to where Triple H is like, all right, you know, I'll face you, but if you lose, you're off WrestleMania. And then you can have Daniel Bryan be like, well, if I win, what do I get? You know, and Triple H could be like, well, you know, you get your match with me. He's like, well, I want to do it at WrestleMania. Do like some sort of go around. And then Daniel Bryan go, if I win, I get to be in the main event at WrestleMania. And then, you know, somehow Triple H loses and, you know, he gets inserted. And I'm talking like the week before.
Right.
So that way they've got 3 weeks to build that match up. And then go, in 1 week now, I mean, because really, are they worried about WrestleMania buys?
Yeah, that's kind of the other funny thing, is that that's the one pay-per-view that they know is sold out ahead of time, stadium-wise.
Yeah, pretty much. There's still seats available, but they're okay. Selling 70,000 tickets. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so they're nearly sold out. Right. And yeah, again, like I think we talked about it. Like people are just going to go and order the pay-per-views. Like just people that just order one pay-per-view a year are going to get WrestleMania.
Which still is rather silly to me when you can just order the network for 6 months for the same price, essentially. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so, you know, that's, yeah, I mean, people are just going to buy it just because it's WrestleMania, and something's going to shake out, and I don't know, I guess I still think that just the way the wrestling is gone, and I mean, we keep on talking about how fun all the matches are, like, I guess I still think that they can put something together just because no matter who they put where, I think that there can be good matches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't know, because there really isn't a lot clear. Like, other than Randy Orton and Batista being involved in the title match.
Mm-hmm.
And
Undertaker Brock.
Undertaker Brock and Daniel Bryan, Triple H, more than likely. Like, I have an odd feeling.
Well, then you got to throw in Bray Wyatt and John Cena.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and that, and actually going, go backwards.
Uh-huh.
They're, this, that hijack thing. They're talking about, you know, cheering for Bray Wyatt and this and that. And that guy is going to have, probably, that guy's going to have a match with John Cena at WrestleMania. Bray Wyatt wasn't in WWE on the main card this time last year. His first match at WrestleMania is going to be against their biggest star. How could you?
Yeah.
What else could you want for him? Do you? I mean, what, is as good as the matches with the Shield have been? Do you want to see Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns?
No, you want to see those guys take on established guys to challenge them for their spot.
Right, and but yeah, but it's it. And Cena keeps bringing up the fact that the future goes through me. I love that line because it immediately gives Bray Wyatt a bump up. All right, this kid's trying to take me on. Let's see what happens. You know, just something like that. And I don't understand. I guess I was lost on that to where what a badass moment that would be. I'm trying to think of a parallel with Hulk Hogan. Like, what wrestler in their first match it could have been against Hogan? That's basically what they're doing with Bray Wyatt and John Cena.
Yeah, well,
what an incredible, incredible first WrestleMania match that's got to be for him.
It probably wasn't Warrior's first match at WrestleMania, but it couldn't have been too deep into his career.
No, he was at WrestleMania 4 and 5.
So,
yeah, four he lost to Rick Rude.
And six was the
six
one
was
with
the title
him
win. What the hell was he doing at 5?
Okay. Okay, I guess that's a little bit deeper. I was thinking it was only 1 year, but if it's 2 years.
Yeah, but even then, I mean,
that's some, especially in the WWE, that's some pretty quick ascension.
Yeah.
Because as it's probably been made abundantly clear, these things do not usually move too quick.
No.
Or else we wouldn't have had
Hart's path.
Years and years of staleness.
How long it took? Hell
yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, yeah, Bret Hart is a perfect example. Even Shawn Michaels is a good example of how long it can take. So, yeah, no, Bray Wyatt, that's completely crazy that he's already in that. Because as much as it was nice for Fandango to take on Chris Jericho and win his first match, that's not Bray Wyatt taking on John Cena.
No, it's like, and okay, even well, if Jericho had just come back.
Yeah, and even if Wyatt loses, he still gets more rub just for one of those reasons because, you know, like you said, Jericho just came back.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think when John Cena lost the WrestleMania we were at. He won last year, right? That was him and The Rock too, right?
Yeah. All right. Yep.
John Cena's track record at WrestleMania isn't the greatest, so.
No, it isn't. was my pose too seductive for you?
No, it's distraction time on the television, and I wasn't meaning to look, but it's just this baying dog, and the dog's mouth is just gigantic. It's pretty damn funny.
I didn't realize TNA was on.
Oh God, what's that? I don't miss that shit at all. I'll read the reviews to stay in the know. There's a single solitary thing that would make me watch that thing. There's nothing on there. One of the funniest lines I heard though was Michael Cole on Raw saying everyone who wants to get to the WWE has to go through NXT. It was something along those lines.
Oh.
And I just went, we're never seeing one of these TNA guys in WWE now. Not a chance in hell. I mean, can you imagine some of those guys, though? If they want to... We always used to, you know, do Joe, but if Joe decides, oh, I'm going to go to WWE, and all of a sudden, like, you have to go to NXT for a while? Nope. Not happening. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know if there's anyone that they'd make an exception for over there. Like, no one's that good.
No.
So, whatever. You know, go there. I'm sorry. That's your station in life.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Willow might be able to come back. That's about it.
No. Yeah. I'm sure they'd make exceptions, but still, it's really ridiculous. So,
yeah. No, they need a little help and a new character there. So,
yeah, I don't care. I will say this: after seeing the NXT event, they got some good stuff. They probably will need some other people though. I don't see a lot of like main stage talent yet from NXT. You know, we talked about this last week, so. But
no. How did we? It was Tuesday when we talked. So
I thought we talked about
this. You actually watched it. No, we didn't record on Thursday. The debut of it was on Thursday.
Who the fuck was I talking to then? Or maybe we were just going back and forth during the day about it then. Whatever. It's yeah. It is.
Yeah.
So.
No, I haven't really. And I only watched the Sami Zayn match against Cesaro, mm-hmm. and I watched a little bit of the what was the next match? Oh, it was your Tyler Rex.
God, that guy.
Against Stay Jacked guy.
Oh my God! No, Stay Amped.
Yeah, Hyped.
Hype. That's it. The guy that reminds me of Nikolai Volkov. Yeah, but wow, how rude that I can't remember him, but.
No. Whatever.
Yeah.
You're supposed to help me remember you, and you're not doing your job, so. No,
it's alright. It's not that big.
Yeah, no. Oh, you just muted yourself again, jackass.
That's funny. I don't remember hitting the button. Oh, well. Well, as I don't know if you could see before. Together, so.
Under Superstars, I'm thinking they should add a new category that says NXT.
See, I don't agree with that, though. NXT is not WWE. They shouldn't be on there at all.
NXT Superstars.
Yeah, it's you should have NXT.com. And obviously it's an affiliate of WWE, but what's the point of working your way up to WWE if you're selling merch on the site and you're already on the site, you know?
CJ Parker is the dreadlock guy.
I don't really see a whole lot in him, so.
No. JoJo. Good to know she still has a job.
For now.
Oh, my Lord. Mason Raymond is still alive. Mojo Rawley was stay hyped. So, yeah. That's all the further I got. I didn't even watch that full match.
Well, the one guy that does crack me up... oh, my God. I don't know why I'm drawing blanks. He was the guy that's in love with himself, the king of the selfies.
Yeah. No, oh my gosh, Tensai's on NXT.
He's now Jason Alberts, actually.
Tyler Breeze is selfie king.
What a great gimmick that is! I don't know if he's got staying power to get to the big dance or not. The guy's perfect, and the fact that when he came out, it froze the feed. was the best possible scenario. I mean, I don't know if they can bring that up to, like, you know, admit that they messed up or whatever, but it'd be perfect. He was like, I'm so beautiful, or I'm so hot, whatever, that I crashed the WWE network, which would be hilarious.
If he does not use that, I'll be pissed at him.
Yeah.
He should have tweeted that the second that it happened.
Well, I think a lot of those probably have to go through the bosses. but yeah, the NXT arrival was good. So I'm just trying to think of what else we missed on Raw. Christian and Sheamus was good. The crowd tried to hijack that one. It didn't really work. And it kind of goes against their argument because those guys had a story going into the match. It's a relatively new matchup, even though they've had a couple of them. So it kind of a hypocrisy sort of thing there. And it didn't work anyways. They tried and it didn't hijack the match. So it's just like, whatever.
The Usos got the tag titles.
I enjoyed that, and you know what? If that would have been the first match between the two, and the New Age Outlaws won, that would have been great. But instead, it was like a good match that was the final one. I'm like, that sucks. Well, I guess they fought today on main event, which I missed. So whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, no, I thought it would have been a lot more fun that way. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I. What the fuck? Yeah, no, I was just glad to see them finally win, but I just thought it was a little too late. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know.
I don't time these things.
No.
So, whatever. I'm glad they got them. They'll have a spot on the WrestleMania card somewhere.
Yeah. I don't think the Outlaws will. I think the Usos will, but I don't know who it would be against. Because the Shield looks like that's going to a triple threat between the three, which I think could be really, really good. Unless they take on the Wyatt family, Harper and Rowan, who Luke Harper has done nothing but just kind of go under the radar and continue to be solid. So,
except for he's not going under the radar now that he's done the suicide dives.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a movie should be doing.
That move just kind of getting to the point where it's almost not impressive.
Yeah.
That's why I thought actually that it was pretty cool that Sami Zayn got caught by Cesaro with one of the uppercuts when he was actually diving through.
That was so badass. Yes.
The middle and low ring ropes from outside. Because really at this point you kind of need to do something a little creative to get that over.
Well, in their first match, he turned that into a DDT. He actually connected with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was a callback to the last match. So
yeah, well, and I guess just going to Seth Rollins, I can't believe how late that guy dives, or when he does the flip dive, the senton, like he really waits until the last minute to turn his body. Like, I always think that's a little dangerous the way he does that.
Yeah.
But he gets the job done and landed on his feet both times on Raw, which was quite impressive.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of out of time because we didn't realize we went over an hour already. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Or damn near close to it. I think that's one for next time because I don't know. I get kind of bent out of shape when they keep saying Seth Rollins is lost in the shuffle. What? How? Dean Ambrose isn't... I mean, Dean Ambrose is solid, but he doesn't stick out at all. Roman Reigns is clearly the lead dog. And I always thought Seth Rollins was the clear number two right now.
He's stayed the number two.
Yeah, and he does the more spectacular moves, and he talks more.
If there are people that are still complaining about him, like, I was concerned about it, like, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
The last 2 months, they've given him a lot more mic time, and they started saddling him with the architect moniker. So, you know, yeah, there's no reason to worry about that whatsoever.
No, they've positioned him just fine. And
yeah,
he's got a decent look about him. It's going to be very weird when those three start wearing tights, though. It's going to be very weird. But we'll get into that next time. Something that's a tease. Something to look forward to, I guess. But yeah, I think we've gone over an hour. This new program, I got lucky to figure out what time we started. So, so let's do this.
Yeah.
I'll just say thanks for listening, like usual. You can reach us, stunkgranny@gmail.com, stunkgranny on all the social media, including like Beyond Pod, iTunes, all that. Twitter is DeFrango11. I see somebody in the background. There's DeFrango11 is Kevin. Stunt Dusty's Dusty. Eric usually runs Stunt Granny. That was me this time. You can tell it was me because I was swearing and baiting people. I don't remember. Oh, I'm Granny Maze. Forgot myself. So, email us stuntgranny@gmail.com if I didn't say that already. I'm getting out of here because I'm rambling. I'm sure there's something else I forgot. Oh, welcome our – he's in – what's it called when you're probationary period? That's Shahid is in his probationary period right now.
Yeah, that works.
Yes, and he's a lot different than the rest of us. We'll just leave it at that. So there's that. I'm out of here. Have a good day, night, whenever, kids. Bye.
Okie doke, grandkids. Leave your comments if you happen to listen to Opa there with my buddy Ken and I. Give us some comments about that if you can. And if not, make sure to hashtag anything on Twitter or Instagram, Sippy Time Beer, so that we can get those going, especially since, well, we have less than 4 weeks until I'm drinking beverages from the fine state of Louisiana. So, have a good night, grandkids.